Where will you find the oldest working theater west of the Allegheny Mountains? The answer may surprise you, and the fact might have even surprised the folks who built it, given that the place had a Civil War battle fought on its front steps. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Some opera houses might host a play depicting a wartime script. Boonville's Thespian Hall got the real thing right in front of the building.
The building itself has only opened about 4 years before we have the outbreak of the Civil War. During the Civil War, Boonville actually experiences four battles. The first land battle of the Civil War takes place just a couple miles east of here, and the third battle is going to be basically right outside on the front steps.
Laura Wax is speaking of Thespian Hall, a grand opera house built in the 1850s in Boonville, Missouri.
During the Civil War, the theater ceases to be a functioning theater, and it becomes a Union barracks, hospital. Unfortunately, it's a morgue as well.
The Civil War squelched many of the big plans for this place.
Then after that, the building starts to fall into disuse. It's not used as frequently as it had been prior to that, because now we have to rebuild our community, and the arts are something that just kind of get pushed to the back burner.
But around 1900, the Stevens family bought and renovated the building, resurrecting the shows of old. More changes took place over the years.
The first motion picture is going to be shown here in the 1920s, and then it does a complete transformation so that it is a movie house. They put in a screen, they cover up the box seats, we've got the movie projectors, and that's going to last until 1974.
At that time, the building was in danger of being torn down and turned into a parking lot, but it was saved and restored, preserving a title that is quite impressive.
It is the oldest working theater west of the Allegheny Mountains, and we're very proud of that fact that we've been able to keep it going for now 163 years.
Traveling the Countryside in Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.